So he gives us a comparison. Well, how do I know when I'm in darkness and when I'm in light? Because the word says that you once were in darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you come to Christ, you are now as light.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what about all the stuff I did? No, no, that was when you were dark.
Uh-huh.
You are now light.
Yeah.
All you have to do with the beam, start radiating, beaming the light that's in you. You are empowered for this shining purpose. You say, okay, well, how do I know? Well, living as darkness is living as error. See, you don't make error. You live as error.
All right.
That means whatever you do, wherever you go, it's error. Where you get all your money thinking it's investment, it's error. You make the wrong decision. When you engage in relationships, you're living as error. It turns out foul. You try to rear your children, but in essence, the scripture is saying when you live in darkness, you live as error. No matter how good you front to be, the fact is, if you're in darkness, you live as error.
All right.
And in fact, your nickname is error. Just call yourself error, error. If I'm in darkness, I'm now called error. Now, when I live in error, it says that darkness means that I live as evil.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell when someone's living in darkness. There's an evil aura around them. And you say stuff like, just something about them, I don't know. You know, hooked up with that other evil you bring around your family. Your family like, wait a minute, that's something. Because of the living in darkness. But living in darkness says, I also live as a worker of Satan's deeds. That means I live to kill, I live to steal, I live to destroy. And many of us have been delivered from that, but you remember the day when you would kill folk with your tongue. You would steal at the drop of a hat. And you would destroy everything you touch. Folk didn't want you around because you tap the house, you tap the car, you tap their business, you tap relationships. That's living as, not in, but as darkness. But the Bible says, Ephesians 5:8, you once lived as darkness, but now, through the empowerment to shine, you live as light of the Lord. What that means? That means I live as truth. So that my standard is, I will not lie. Truth is my standard. If you don't want to know the truth, don't ask me, because I now live as light. I got to speak the truth. I will not lie. I cannot lie. I don't want to lie. I'm going to tell you just like it is. Well, Pastor, I'm not going to do that. Yes, you can. The light is in you. You just have to radiate it. You just have to beam it forward by moving in action. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I live as truth.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act deceptive. You can act in a deceptive way. You can act a lie. Well, I didn't lie, but you act like you lied. Yes, you did. You acted like you did what you're supposed to, but the truth was you didn't, so you did not live as truth. You lived in life by living as good. That means separating yourself from evil and doing the things that please God. You say, but I'm a good person, but do you live as good? Live as good has no dwelling with evil. Good has to say to his evil association, listen, I can't hang with you because you are not doing what's good. And I must live as good. The third says that I must live as God's redemptive work. That means I live as a witness to Christ. In my life, in my nature, in my mind. Why? Because I'm empowered to shine. God has given me the power. He's given me the anointing. So when I walk in the circumstance, I shine. But here's the question for the believer in this room or the unbeliever. Am I empowered to shine? Or am I living in darkness? If I'm living in darkness as error, evil, and the deeds of Satan, I need to confess and repent it right now. If I'm in the light of Christ, I just need to shine forth Christ. So how do I shine Christ? This Bible gives us four principles of the shining of the believer. These verses, five verses, four principles, gives us the shining forth, four principles. I call it the quad of shining. The quad of shining is that there are four things I must do in my power of shiningness to emit or illuminate the light of Christ. Now let me tell you this, the Bible teaches us that if I don't do this, I will never be successful as a believer. And so here it is, he begins in the 12th verse and says, for us, therefore, which means because Christ has given us this example, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, listen to this, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You are empowered to shine through personal diligence. That means that the pastor cannot shine you. The deacon cannot shine you. Your parents' faith cannot shine or illuminate for you. There's a personal effort of diligence. What that means is you must get busy in the steady, not start, stop, steady, painstaking effort in the work of faith to express your salvation. You see, you cannot be empowered without working on your shining. You know a man who has sensitivity because his shoes will sparkle. He's put diligence in shining. Shoes don't get shined unless you shine them. Jewelry doesn't glisten unless you put an effort into it. And so God is saying that I've given you an anointing and empowerment, but you must shine forth by putting in the busy effort. No. Not Sarah's business. Not Fred's business. Your business, busy yourself in the steady, painstaking effort to express your salvation. How is salvation expressed? By the work of faith. Work your faith to the finish. How would I do?